but the flow we were feeling was real.
Take 25, joining us in our WJOL studios from the Will County Health Department, it's Steve Brandy. Hello, Mr. Brandy.
Good morning, Scott.
Thanks for coming in this morning.
Hey, we made it. My car's battery already has been replaced. I'm fine.
How long ago did you have to do that?
The other day it was minus 22. I thought I had one more summer left in that battery, but no.
Very good conversation. We're talking in studio, off the air the other day in the studio about the flooding down in Wilmington when they had the big ice jam and things like that. I mean, it was really, really bad. We went down to Wilmington and did a press conference live talking about, you know, when the ice jam, before it had broken up, Steve, the flooding and how the waters were backing up and everything like that. And it's kind of a recap here today. You thought you'd bring in an expert on soil and wells and things like that, because a lot of people also, aside from the Kankakee flooding, they're on wells here in our area.
Absolutely. I was down there helping the Will County EMA with some press releases and just observing what was going on. And then Tom Casey, our environmental health director, came to me the next day and said, "All right, Steve, these folks are happy to be back in their homes. They're happy their power is back on. But a lot of them along the Kankakee River are on private wells. They really need to have their water tested, which we can do at our lab, Environmental Health at the Will County Health Department."
Absolutely so. And to that end, you have with you today someone that you call a soil, well, and septic expert, correct?
Yeah, Brian's right. Brian Scanlon is with us. And, you know, I quoted him in some previous press releases when it was, what was it, Healthy Water Week or something last week, Brian?
Well, might have been Groundwater Protection
Day. Thank you. That's what it was, yeah. Groundwater Protection Day. And we learned a lot. I did, just sitting in there with Brian. So, Brian, we thought you'd be here today to remind everybody, yes, the well water needs to be tested, not just all the time, but after an incident like the flooding like that.
Of course, yeah, absolutely. If you have a wellhead that was inundated by floodwaters or perhaps any other discoloration in your water, foul odor that you've noticed, the health department would like to remind you that we do have those services available. We can test your water. We would ask that you just come up to any one of our offices, our Joliet office where the lab is located, or our East Branch office in Monee, and of course our Bolingbrook office, which we call our North Branch office.
So, now, when you say wellhead, that's what sticks up out of the ground, right?
Correct, yes.
Okay, mm-hmm. Cool. How do they bring a sample up? What do they need to do?
Well, what they do is they need to come and get the bottles and the requisition form, and we'll give them the instructions and any consultation that they may need, and they'll collect the samples, bring them to the lab, and then within a couple of days, we'll have some results for them.
Okay. Brian, let's talk a little bit about your background. What have you done experience-wise? I mean, soil, wells, septic experts, there can't be too many of you around.
No, I'm the only one in the county here. I'm an environmental geologist.
Okay.
Brought on board to handle soil evaluations in order to determine septic system installation requirements. And also, I do inspect well drillers' activities, which is required by the state, and any other really environmental impact type of issues that come up, pipeline breaks, issues involving transportation spills, things of that nature.
Okay. We have municipalities in our area, and some might not believe this. You know, a lot of people are jumping onto Lake Michigan and things like that, but we still have several municipalities that are on wells.
Correct, yes. Joliet, one of the big ones here. Lake Michigan water has traditionally always been allocated out to those communities that need it the most, and it's a big consortium that controls that water, mm-hmm. and it's not just the United States, it's parts of Canada also, so it's not always available to them, and right. Groundwater is essentially a primary part of our groundwater, our water supply here.
And Joliet, and again, for a different conversation, Joliet, considering going Lake Michigan, they're worried about the future of their wells.
Absolutely, yep, they are, and it's important. It could be a alternative supply, and of course, they're always looking at things like population increases and pollution impacts because, you know, what we look around Will County, we see a lot of new business in trucking and storage and supply and things of that nature. So it's a growing community.
Yeah, there's no doubt. We're talking today with Brian Scanlon, Environmental Health Division from the Will County Health Department. That flooding on the Kankakee River was, I don't want to say unprecedented, but I don't ever remember anything like it.
Well, it's happened periodically. You know, we get a heavy freeze, we get ice, and then we'll have a fast thaw, and the ice will break up, and it'll cause an ice dam, and it'll release the water eventually and flood. And, of course, there are areas in Will County which are floodplains, and there are still floodplains and floodways which are developed still, and they're in danger of flooding. And this is what happens every few years, yes.
What are some of the health concerns if people's water was contaminated?
Well, it could be contaminated with bacteria, of course, in river water. It could also be contamination sources from industrial manufacturing and transportation sources in the area, the refineries, various different sources.
Okay. All right. Let's talk a little bit about septic systems. Maybe you can give advice to people who have septics. Most of you listening right now are probably in newer subdivisions, or in some towns, some of the newer subdivisions are still on septic. I know my neighborhood is only 25 years old, and we're on septic. I have a septic. We have city water, village water, and then a septic. Can you give us some tips on taking proper care of our septic systems? Do we need to have them cleaned out? Do we need to put chemicals in?
Well, I wouldn't recommend any chemicals into the system. As long as it's being used for its intended purpose, it will work fine. We recommend that septic tanks be pumped about once every 3 years. You know, you can monitor them yourself. Everybody should be an advocate for their own septic system and use it accordingly. You not put things down it that really can't be digested by the septic tank. And of course, they're sized for a particular use. So, you know, if it's sized for a three-bedroom home, you can't install two additional bedrooms without increasing the size of your septic system. Right. That's why we perform the sign-off service at the health department. Anytime the building department issues building permits, we have to approve those. So that's why we do that.
Okay. You said be an advocate. How do you find out if your septic is about full? I mean, mine's underground. I barely know where it is in the backyard. I have a general idea of how to get into it. How do we become an advocate?
Well, certainly you can call any septic contractor that performs pumping services. They'll come out, locate the tank, remove the lid, and they'll assess the situation. They'll want to do a pumping, more than likely. But for those individuals who want to do it themselves, you know, find the lid, poke a stick down there, and if you got a, you know, more than a few feet of sludge on the bottom of your tank, it's definitely time to get that tank pumped out.
Okay, and how do you locate the spot? Just by looking at your original plans for the home?
Well, if you have the plans, that's great. Tanks are generally located about 10 feet from the house. If you know where your vent pipe is on the top of the house, it's generally in that direction out in the yard. Generally, newer systems, they're shallow. Older systems are deeper. You could use a steel probe to try to find the concrete tank and then dig the lid out and then assess the situation.
Okay, does it matter what kind of soil you're on? If you're in more of a rocky soil, more of a clay type soil, you'll get longer use out of your septic without having to get it pumped?
Well, that's true for the effluent flow from the tank. The tank will always accumulate sludge,
okay,
regardless of the soil type. So, and of course, an amenable soil type, sand or sand and gravel, is going to leach out the liquids from the tank quickly and easily and without trouble. But the tank will always just perform as a
sure.
tank should perform.
Okay, and the best way to put chemicals in, just through your plumbing system?
Well, I would recommend if you're going to put chemicals in, that you would do it right at the tank
okay.
itself.
Okay, got it. All yeah. right, well, good. Brando, did we miss anything here with Brian?
Not at all, and
good
it's
stuff.
Just good advice. I mean, we're all angry that it's still this cold and still like winter, and March came in like a lion, but you need to take precautions, and it's a good time to be thinking about that.
Yeah, and if your pipes do burst and freeze, anything we have to do with our water when we turn it back on?
Well, I would run it for quite a while.
Okay.
If it's well water, and if you suspect there's a well problem, you may need to chlorinate your well. If you haven't chlorinated it in a while, it might be a good idea. That's a very simple procedure. You can find that probably online at the IDPH website
okay.
or at the Will County Health Department's website.